Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect in presenting these classes to you.
Oneness and humility. There are some serious traps for every seeker that present, as you might imagine, the most wonderful of opportunities. One of the most serious traps is one's loss of humility. The human ego is a wonderful tool, but can also leave us in a wonderful mess. It's very common for those studying spiritual philosophy to feel that their intellectual understanding is the spiritual truth. But this is a particularly dangerous trap. Everything understood must also be realized. This realization is difficult to explain. Perhaps you have felt a revelation. You have said, "Ah, that's why that is so," or perhaps, "That is what the last 3 months have been about." This is approaching realization of a particular understanding. It's a concrete wisdom founded upon direct experience that is lived and breathed from that moment. Put simply, the difference between knowledge and wisdom is that knowledge is constructed intellectually in the mind, whilst wisdom comes from experiences of the heart, ah moments. Sometimes extremely wise people have very little intellectual knowledge. For example, for many the question of God's existence is a belief that perhaps has been constructed through reading spiritual scriptures or from hearing from others, whilst there are those that have realized that God exists through direct experience, perhaps while close to death or in war. They might have trouble explaining this experience, but it has left them with the infallible realization that God exists. This realization compels the seeker to live this revelation. It's impossible for him or her to try and deny this concrete revelation, and inevitably, the seeker's life is forever changed by it. These are the building blocks of our spiritual evolution. Not our understandings, which are ego-based, but our realizations, the revelations of the soul. Humility. This is where humility fits. Our egoic knowledge or intellectual understanding is miles away from defining our spiritual evolution. Humility makes us realize that our real nature is not within the confines of the ego, but the infinity of the Supreme. This simple notion has magnificent implications. It is to say that each of us has an existence within each other, that each person is a part of the next, that one's suffering is my suffering, and one's joy is mine also, that if one mother on the planet suffers from not being able to feed her child, then I am also suffering with a part of me that is the mother and also the child. This oneness is the basis of real humility. It makes us know that each of us have our own crosses to bear. Each of us have our own journey and are trying to understand it the best we can. And though we may not understand why someone acts the way they do, we must also feel at the deepest level that it is also us that is acting that way. It is often that the seeker separates himself from the next person, saying that because he or she is not spiritual or does not understand spiritual wisdom, then I need to keep aloof and distance myself from them. This is the mistake of pride. Whenever we separate our reality from the next person, we are making a huge mistake. We feel that it is not my problem that John has anger or Betty is depressed, that theirs and their reality is separate from mine, so what can I do? The truly humble person identifies with the suffering person and feels their existence and their journey within themselves, seeing their problems and journey as a part of his or her own. He or she will then act according to his or her inner intuition, to with real empathy and oneness offer love in any of its manifestations, for example, praise or gratitude or oneness. The measure of real spirituality is one's humility. This oneness identification is the harbinger of really living a spiritual life. So if ever you feel yourself separating from another and getting angry or even looking at another with disdain, then realize that it is your own self that you are being angry with, or your own self that is being scorned. In this way, your humility will keep you participating in the world and not trying to escape from it. This great journey of life we are all in together in this perfect heaven we call the earth. To practice. Sometimes spirituality needs to be totally practical to be really understood. I would like to invite you for a day or two to practice this little exercise and observe the lessons it will present to you and the humility it will evoke. It is an exercise in humility. For this exercise, you need to place a much larger vision of yourself than perhaps you normally do. You are now not just one person with two arms and two legs and one ego, but your existence is within every person that you see and every one that you interact with. You are a huge being with millions of arms and legs. In your dealings with all people for this day, try specifically not to talk about yourself. In particular, try very hard not to use words that limit you to your two arms and legs. If possible, don't speak of yourself at all. Just make a point of listening. Listen to each person that you meet and feel that what they are saying is actually a part of you speaking. Listening is a fantastic art that compels at the highest level the listener to empathy. It also is a wonderful opportunity for you to use praise and gratitude, your empowering language, and other tools you've been working with to increase the potential of the person you are listening to, or to be more correct, the part of you that is in them. You will find that this listening will be a powerful method of actually listening to and empowering yourself. When you feel inclined to speak of yourself, don't. Just consciously try again to feel that you are allowing another part of you to speak. You can take this even one step further. Though there will be many actions that you will perform this day, try not to identify them as your own. Feel that they are really the actions of the entire being with the millions of arms and legs, and you are just observing, and of course, when you see others' actions, feel them as your own. You might like to practice this feeling of oneness, and perhaps a great action of a colleague or even a world-class sports person or musician, feeling their action was actually your own. Prepare for your meditation as usual. This is the mountain visualization. For this exercise, ideally you'll be standing on top of your favorite mountain. If you can't be there, try and visualize it. Stop for a moment and listen. And only listen to the universe around you. Hear the music of nature, the sounds of the birds, the leaves in the wind, the grass swaying on the breeze. And feel that what you hear is all there is. After a few minutes like this, close your eyes and expand your perception to notice your physical sense of touch. Feel the wind on your face. Perhaps the way the earth feels under your feet. You might even want to take a step or two and just reach out and touch a leaf or a flower. And feel it on your fingers. Try this for a few moments, exploring what you are hearing and what you are touching. Then expand your perception to your sense of smell. Begin to feel the fragrances, perhaps the earthy wetness of a rainforest in a storm, or the pungent aromas of the blossoms of spring, or even the hot, dry, baked earth scents of a desert summer, and continue to expand your awareness. Try and feel these perceptions through all 360 degrees, and above and below you. Feel that you are not using your physical senses for these insights, but actually your heart's intuition. Finally, try expanding it further by gently opening your eyes and focusing exclusively on the smallest thing you can see. It might be a dot on a cloud or a spot on a rock. But just focus your outer eyes on this physical object and do not let them roam. And then I would like for you to entertain the idea that your deeper vision is just beyond what your physical eyes can see. And to go deeper, you need to concentrate your heart. Feel that you are not looking at anything, but you are seeing with your heart. Again, remember that you are trying to feel all these perceptions from the center of your heart. So feel that you are seeing with the eyes of your heart. Now comes the nice part. For the next few minutes, try and imagine that all these perceptions are connecting you to the nature all around you. That you are not separate, but a part of this magnificent harmony. In fact, that you are in the center of it. Then gently repeat the mantra, Om, or love, and feel that whatever can hear the vibration is connecting to you. After a time, if you are feeling comfortable, gradually increase the volume of the mantra until you are very powerfully vibrating that mantra across all the nature around you, and more of the world is connecting to you. Try this for as long as you feel comfortable, and you will feel the inherent oneness of all things.
Ooh.